It's also race weekend, and tomorrow morning we're going to be doing our show from the Texas Motor Speedway from Fuzzy's in the infield. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is the guy who's going to line up once again, the Duck Commander 500. It's the official race car driver of this show, Gas Cap Louie. Good morning, Gas Cap.
Hey, boys, doing good to talk to you on this fine morning. How you guys doing? You got Jib Jib there?
Yeah, right here.
We're doing great. How are you? You ready for a big weekend?
Well, I tell you what, I'm a bit worried about this weekend. You know, my wife, Donna, had to have her girl parts removed, so she had surgery and everything. She's been pretty laid up, but she's going to come out there with me, and we're going to see you guys hopefully out there tomorrow morning.
Okay. You shouldn't probably tell that story on the air about your wife. She probably wants to keep that private.
Well, I don't think she minds. She just wants everybody's prayers and blessings to get her healthy.
Okay. Well, she's got that.
Hey, are you a little worried? Because this weekend, there's about a 90% chance of thunderstorms both Saturday and Sunday.
Well, I certainly appreciate you, Craig, asking me that question and everything. I tell you what, I'm the only race out there that's probably not worried about the rain. I hope the rain keeps up. I hope we get a lot of rain.
Why's that?
Well, you boys probably know that after Chevy dropped me, Dodge dropped me, and then after Dodge dropped me, Honda dropped me.
Mm-hmm.
And then after Honda dropped me, Kia dropped me, and I think this is the order of it. And after Kia dropped me, Yugo dropped me. After Yugo dropped me, Vespa dropped me. Then Trek dropped me after Vespa dropped me. And then after Trek dropped me, I was on... I think it was Hasbro Pogo Sticks. They dropped me next. And then I was without transportation for a few years. I had the foot race in about 10 or 12 NASCAR events to mixed results. I finished only one of those. The other 11 or so, I either got hit or torn a meniscus or a hammy or something like that and had to quit. But when I was racing on foot, my average pit stop was about 30 minutes as them surgeons had to work to rebuild my knees or put a stent in or something like that.
Stent.
But this year, I'm proud to announce that I'm not running on foot. Thank God. This year at the Texas Motor Speedway, I'm running an airboat.
An airboat,
which is why you're rooting for rain.
That's exactly right, Craig. I certainly appreciate you saying that just then. So I'm hoping that rain needs to keep up. I need to flood a biblical proportion out there, and I got this airboat. I traded Phil Robertson a crate of tomatoes for it.
Well, that makes sense for the Duck Commander 500. You don't actually know him, do you?
Oh, yeah, me and him are good friends. We go way back. I think we went to college together way back in the day at the Appalachian something or another.
Mm-hmm. Louisiana Tech. It was Louisiana Tech, yeah.
He gave me this airboat. It was in pretty good shape. Had to rebuild the carburetor. Had to put on a new trolling motor. But I tell you, other than that, it was in tip-top shape. Hoping to get a win out of this one.
A fan boat. I don't know if they allow fan boats in the race.
Well, they're going to have to allow this, and they allow me to foot race. I estimate they allow me a fan boat.
Yeah, it's hard to believe they allowed you to foot race.
Yeah, I don't know if they did that either.
Yeah, you know, funny story. I was on top of my wife, Donna, the other night.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought she just had surgery.
She did, but I tell you, they've been injecting with these hormones. It's done something. Done a number on her libido. And
jeez.
I was on top of her the other night, and she mentioned to me that she really liked y'all's show, and she kept wanting me to describe the way you boys look to her.
What?
I'm like, Donna, we're having love right now. Can I describe them to you later on? She said no, she wanted to hear it right then, so I had to tell her what you boys look like. And for some reason, while she and I were making love there, she made me slow down on the part where I had to describe Jub Jub, too.
Well, you know, whatever she wants, I guess.
Really lingered on that description of Jub Jub, then all of a sudden she said, okay, you can stop now, and that was it.
That was it. Well, look, we don't...
She had an epileptic seizure or something up on her, man. I've never seen her do that.
This is probably something you don't want to share publicly.
No.
Well, boys, I just want to tell you and you all, your listeners and viewers out there, to wish me luck in this fan boat race. I'm going to be the first guy to win a NASCAR event in a fan boat. And personally, I give us about a 1% chance to have a 2% chance of winning. Mm-hmm. And I know the odds are against us, but with the blessings of the good Lord and Pete Deckers, we may have a shot.
Do you have a number on this fan boat? Or I guess it'll be easy to see. You're the only fan boat, right?
Well, yeah, it's got the number on the side of it, but that's its registration number with the state of Texas.
All right.
I gotta get out of here, boys. You boys take care and send us a signed picture of yourselves, would you?
Maybe.
I don't know, though, after hearing
Donna
that story.
Wants one, and I have no idea why she's so on the sports radio right now, but she is.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll see you at the Texas Motor Speedway there, Gas Cap.
I sure don't appreciate it. You take care now, and God bless you, and God bless all the Jub family.
Okay, we'll see you. That's Gas Cap Louie. Maybe you'll see him this weekend at the Texas Motor Speedway.